Who would have thought that this baby, born in a manger, probably with animals around them, at least that's the way we think about it and we picture the Christmas story. But imagine on a cold night in a manger, surrounded by animals, not able even to have a room where most of the people probably who were traveling to Bethlehem would have been able to do that. But who would have thought out of this story and out of the humble circumstances of this story, God brought into the world the greatest man, fully God, fully man in the history of the world. There is something about the humility of the birth of Jesus that's absolutely amazing. There's something about the name of Jesus that is amazing. There's something about the prophecies that were foretold of Jesus that are incredible. I mean, how does an infinite God, a mighty creator, make contact with humanity? I mean, you think about how awesome God must be. This being that we read has always existed. He's always been there. He's infinite. His nature is love. I mean, how would a God like that make contact with me? I mean, I'm made of dust, I know that. Amazing, I'm made of dust, and the chromosomes and the process is incredible of life. That somehow this infinite God takes the dust of the ground and he designs life, and he breathed into Adam the breath of life, and it became a living soul with the capacity of having a wife and having children and filling the earth. How can a God who is so creative and powerful, how can he make contact with you and me? How can he relate to you and me? How in the 21st century can an amazing God, the amazing creator, make connection with you and me? The Gospel of John says it like this. John chapter 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The way that God connects to me, the way that God connects to you, is that He came to us. He found a way to bridge that gulf between infinity and eternity and humanity, and made of clay and limited years. Somehow an eternal, infinite God came up with a way to do that. And the way that he did that is as he sent Jesus to a humble place, to a humble manger. He came to us. He comes to you. He reaches out to you. What a powerful connection to know that God himself came to me. God himself came to you. Times when you wonder if God exists, maybe you search that and you wonder about the reality of the Creator and the God. Think of the Christmas story. Think of this scene in Bethlehem and imagine, well, how did God do it? How would God connect to me? God connected to me through Jesus. There are many words that describe who Jesus is. I'm going to name some this morning. Jesus is the heart of God. He's the heart of God. He's the heart of who God is. He's the fullness of God. Jesus is everything of the reality of God. When we learn who Jesus is, we see who God is. John chapter 1, again, these words remind us of the fullness of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Jesus is eternal. He's the creative power of God. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. He's the glory of God. He's the light of God. He's the life of God. You think about how do we see the living God? We see Him through Jesus. Verse 4 says, in Him was life, and that life was the light of men. That light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Jesus is the life of God. He is the fullness of God. He is the Son of God. He is the presence of God. Jesus is that visible, one of the visible evidences of the reality of who God is. So if you want to know who God is, look at who Jesus is. He is the presence of God. He is the offering of God. He is the truth of God. Verse 16, From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known. Jesus has made God known. If you're wondering who God is, look at Jesus. Listen to Jesus. Hear Jesus. Jesus truly is the truth of God. Jesus is the gift of God. New Testament also describes Jesus as a gift. God offers the gift today to you through Jesus. God offers a gift. I've thought about it like this and described it like this. God gives us Jesus. He offers. He doesn't make you take him. It's when I give a Christmas gift. Last night, Jack and Wendy, believe me, they wanted them, so I didn't have to try to talk them into it. Wendy wanted to open everything, whether it was hers or not, you know? But you know what a gift is? A gift is God saying, I give you my very best. I give you my son. I give you truth. I give you life. I give you relationship. I give you meaning. I give you forgiveness. I give you eternal life. God gives you a gift. And if you reach out your hand and take the gift, then you're connected to God. Jesus is a great gift today to celebrate. I celebrate this morning the gift of Jesus. Jesus is the salvation of God. He's the hope of God. He's the hope of man. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. All the time. Christmas Sunday for sure. And all the time. It's all about Jesus. It's all about what Jesus shows us about God. In the birth, in the humble place, but also as he lived. And as he loved, and as he taught, and as he gave his life, and he was risen from the dead. He shows us the heart of God. Today we celebrate the wonder of who Jesus is. There is something about Jesus. There is something about that name.